Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me here today, and we got lots of baseball to talk about. Let's jump right in some news from yesterday. Tim Tawa with the Diamondbacks got promoted in the wake of Ketel Marte going on the 10-day IL. The newest Diamondback was hitting .317 with 13 homers in Reno. He was off to a good start this year. Of course, those AAA stats I just said are dating back to last season as well. So we'll see, you know, what kind of playing time he gets, 26 years old. And again, just up probably until Ketel Marte returns, as that was the corresponding move as he goes on the IL. Speaking of some injured players, Sean Murphy is expected to play 9 innings today in a rehab outing. So he is on his way back. For those, you know, missing Sean Murphy, a catcher, seems like he's on his way back. Zach Neto rehabbing. He went 1-for-4 with a walk and 3 strikeouts in his rehab outing yesterday. So, you know, they're on their way back. A couple of players that we've been missing since the beginning of the season. Nolan Gorman was also put on the IL by the Cardinals, and Thomas Seguis was who they promoted to take his place. And you know what? If Seguis can get regular playing time, he's got a good bat. He's a bat first, second baseman, and you know, he could really do something with an opportunity. If you remember, he set the world on fire right after the Rangers traded him to the Cardinals a couple years ago. And so his bat has some potential there. It's just getting that regular time at the MLB level. And so we'll see what happens. Again, Gorman on the 10-day IL, so not necessarily going to be the longest time for Seguis unless he gets that time and unless he really shows that he belongs there. Minor transaction, Royals acquire Nick Gordon from the Baltimore Orioles for cash. Nick Gordon not going to set the world on fire for fantasy purposes, not someone that you're super interested in. I've yet to see how cash is going to play. Thank you. Bad jokes are my thing. Anyway, back to some news. One more little bit. Spencer Strider is expected to make another rehab start with Gwinnett. They want him to extend out from what I saw, about 15 more pitches, get him around the 90 pitch mark before they allow him back up in Atlanta. So he is coming back. He looked really good in his most recent rehab outing. It's just a matter of getting his pitch count up as they ramp him back up. And I'll tell you what, I am dreaming of a Braves rotation that has Spencer Schwellenbach and Spencer Strider in it on top of the other pitchers. I think that's going to be really fun. But Spencer Strider, once again, expected to make one more start with Gwinnett, but he should be up in the next couple of weeks to return to the Atlanta rotation. Looking at who had some standout performances yesterday, Jung-Hoo Lee with the Giants, a pair of doubles, and he stole a base. He's hitting .321 in the early going with 3 steals. He was kind of a question mark coming in. I mean, he didn't get a whole lot of time last year before his injury. We saw a little bit, but it is good to see him off to a hot start. If you remember, he had a lot of hype around him heading into last season as well. Jacob Wilson, I talked about him. His performance yesterday wasn't exactly, you know, notable. I'm not going to throw it out that way. But what's crazy about him, he hasn't struck out yet or walked yet. He's just putting the ball in play. That's just what he's doing. It is up to a ridiculous amount now. His hit tool is very legit. I mean, it was a double plus hit tool, and clearly he's using that, right? He hasn't struck out, hasn't walked yet. This is getting to be kind of a crazy streak. I mean, he's over 50 at bats now. I think he's at 51 or 52 is the total number, but just kind of a notable thing, because how long is that sustainable? It's a super interesting skill set to have something like that happen. Matt Mervis with the Marlins. That's right, Marlins Matt Mervis. I love alliteration. He hit 2 home runs, had 3 total hits in his game yesterday. The strikeout rate is what you're looking at. He's still over 40% on the year. Struck out twice in the game where he hit 2 home runs. So you're still looking if he can hit the ball enough. But he did have some juice behind his name when he was a Cubs first base prospect. You just see if he can hit enough. I mean, there's nothing really else to say. You know who is kind of super exciting? Sal Frelick with the Brewers, he went 4-for-5 with a double and a triple. He's now hitting .394 on the year. He's available in a lot of leagues. And, you know, I think he's a solid contributor. If you need outfield help and he's available in your league, he's a guy who I'm not necessarily running away from. He had the addition of muscle was the news on him, you know, the best shape of his life news, if you will, during spring training. And I think people thought that was going to translate to power, necessarily not it, but he's hitting really, really well. And I think he looks really good in the few times I've been able to see him so far. So definitely a guy that I'm pretty excited about. And again, he had a good day yesterday. Jesse Winker, 3-for-4 with a pair of double, I'm sorry, with a double and a triple rather, in the game yesterday. Blue Jays prospect Alan Roden, I heard about him coming in. I heard, you know, just going through prospect reports, it seems like he's a guy that I personally was low on. And that's compared to the industry, compared to the publicly available list. And so I started watching more and more. And you know what? You got to like what you see. He's hitting .333 in his first 21 at bats at the big league level. And he had a 9-pitch walk in the game yesterday where he fouled off several pitches with 2 strikes. And it's just, that kind of shows off a skill set that I think he has that will make him valuable. He was hitting out of the 9 hole for the Blue Jays, but if he continues to get good playing time, I think Alan Roden's a guy who really is going to be a fairly solid fantasy contributor. Wyatt Langford hit his 3rd homer of the year. He went 1-for-3 with a walk. Gunnar Henderson in his 2nd game back. Oof, it was a rough one. 0-for-5. 4 strikeouts. Hope he picks something up here soon. I mean, obviously he just came back. It was his 2nd game, but you hate to see 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts. So hopefully he turns back into Gunnar Henderson soon. And Jackson Holliday keeping things going. He was 3-for-4 with a triple and 2 RBIs. Now I mentioned in the past, his strikeout rate is just, it's been a little scary. And that, you know, is he going to be able to hit consistently? He has so far. Right. But again, worry about sustainability and see how things progress. He's been doing fantastic, though, not taking anything away from him. And hopefully this is the arrival, because the Jackson Holliday we were promised last year and didn't get is such a fun thing to happen to the game of baseball. So it would be awesome to see Jackson Holliday having his true breakout at the MLB level this year. And so far, it seems like that could potentially be happening. Another one of baseball's best is on the home run board. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his first home run of the season yesterday. Do you know who didn't hit a home run yesterday? Aaron Judge. Is he washed? This is my column. He didn't hit a home run in 1 game. He must be bad, right? His home run pace this year has been incredible. Hopefully he can keep that going. Obviously not going to hit one every game, even though I'm sure he would definitely love to. Trent Grisham, though, did have a pair of home runs where Aaron Judge did not hit one. Grisham had 2. Tim Tawa in his debut went 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI. And so just some good stuff going on all around baseball. A few other guys I want to talk about. Spencer Torkelson. Oh, my gosh. He is killing it so far this year. He went 2-for-4 with a home run. Also on the Tigers, Justin Henry Molloy. He hit a double yesterday. And I got to say, he's only hitting like .230, I think, total in his small sample. But his at-bats have just looked pretty good, in my opinion. I do think he's going to continue to get some good run and good clock within that Tigers lineup, and I think he could show something. He has really good zone control, and I think that's going to work to his favor. Mike Trout, you know, that one guy, Mike Trout. Mike Trout has hit a home run in 3 straight games. 3 games in a row, Mike Trout with a home run. You love to see it. Oh, my gosh. Baseball is just so good when Mike Trout's at his best and when he's healthy. And obviously 3 home runs in a row, DHing a lot more. Hopefully he can do good things for his health. Now, on the flip side, we have guys who are still struggling. Yonier Diaz, his struggles continue. He went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. He's hitting .095 to start the year. So if you are rostering him and you just need something else, there's probably somebody who, until he figures it out, who you can find on the free agent wire. I know I mentioned Ivan Herrera has been hitting the ball really well lately if he's available in your league, but hopefully Diaz can turn things around and figure something out here soon. Not looking good in the early going. Couple of prospects too: Dylan Cruz, Cam Smith. Cruz went 0-for-3 with another 2 strikeouts today. He got his first hit, but that's all he's gotten so far. You got to wonder how long the leash is. Cam Smith, again, I think he was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. He's hitting .111. So those two guys, they have a ton of talent and for good reason had a lot of excitement behind their name heading into the year. But you got to wonder, how long is that leash going to be? Just because you don't want them to sit there and struggle forever. I know we're still early on, but both of them just not hitting the ball very well. Cam Smith's 111 is actually higher, much higher of a batting average than where Dylan Cruz is at. I think he's 0-4-0. So you don't want to just send them down to AAA and ruin confidence, but you don't want to let them, you know, go too long at the MLB level. It's a tough decision to make, but they are struggling and something has to turn around soon, whether that be at the MLB level or if they decide to, the teams decide to let them figure that out at a different level. Something's got to change. Some pitching performances that stood out from yesterday's games. Cal Quantrill, 5 innings, 4 hits. He did not give up a run or a walk, and he struck out 4. Brady Singer with another good day in terms of strikeouts. Brady Singer struck out 7 across 5 innings. He did give up 9 hits and 3 earned runs, but you know, he struck out 8 in his first outing. So the strikeouts are going pretty well with his new team so far. Griffin Canning, 4 innings, gave up 1 run, 4 hits, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. That's right, 9 strikeouts across 4 innings for Griffin Canning. You love to see it. He was a guy I was super excited about when he first came up with the Angels. Just again, health just never quite worked out for him, but always good to see him doing well. Chris Bassett, 6.2 innings, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks. A good day for Chris Bassett. Roky Sasaki, let's stop here for a minute. I said on yesterday's podcast that I just want to see where his command is at, because there was his first few outings just haven't looked like you expect from the phenom coming to the MLB. Well, he looked a lot better today. His forkball was on point and absolutely nasty. I would go find a video if you haven't seen it. It looks so good. His fastball looked a lot better. He walked 2, struck out 4 across 4 innings of work, but he looked absolutely better in this outing. Eduardo Rodriguez, 5 innings, 12 strikeouts. That's a good number. 5 innings, 12 strikeouts. Also gave up 5 hits, 4 earned runs, but you know, let's focus on the 12 strikeouts. That's pretty good. Matthew Boyd, 6 innings, 5 hits. They were shutout innings, and he struck out 5. And Bailey Ober had a much better second start than he did his first start. Bailey Ober with 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. So some good pitching performances there. And a lot of the guys who I thought were going to do well didn't have the best lines yesterday. I mean, that's Bryce Miller was one of those. Aaron Nola didn't have the most impressive line, among a few others. So it was the day of the underdogs, I guess, is the way to put that. And a few relief outings, or a couple relief outings I want to mention. The first is Tanner Scott. He had a 3-pitch save, the first time that's happened in a lot of years. The stat I saw, Mariano Rivera was the last one to do it in the early 2000s, so not bad company to be in, but a 3-pitch save, pretty efficient. Honestly, I'll take it any day of the week. You love the strikeouts, but still, super fun thing, doesn't happen a whole lot. And the other reliever that I wanted to talk about is the Giants' Hayden Birdsong. He went 2 innings, scoreless innings, 2 strikeouts, performed well, no walks. But the plan was for him to potentially be a rotation arm coming out of spring training. You have him at the big league level. You can have him stretched out. Well, the most recent news coming out of the Giants camp is that Hayden Birdsong is going to be a reliever. That is how they are looking at him at this point, is as a reliever. That is notable because if you were holding on to him, hoping that he turns into a starter, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen at this point based on what is being reported from San Francisco reporters. So once again, Hayden Birdsong is going to be a reliever, which as least right now, that doesn't talk anything about in the future, but right now, 2025 early season, they are looking at him strictly as a reliever. So that is something notable to happen because it's not going to be leverage. So if that turns out to be true and you've been hanging on to Birdsong, might be time to let him go just because he's not going to get you that leverage type hold saves that you're looking for. He's probably going to be more of a multi-inning reliever, so he may help with ratios, but he's not going to be able to help you saves holds if that's something that you were hoping to get out of him. Right now, we're going to take a quick time out on the First Pitch Podcast. When we come back, we'll look ahead to some games. Appreciate you joining me once again. My name is Trevor Huth, and this is the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me here. And let's take a look at some games today, some pitching matchups today specifically that are standing out. Tell you the fun one, the big one, the mano v mano that I'm looking at. Tyler Glasnow versus Christopher Sanchez out of Philly. Should be a fun one. Not much to say there. Glasnow is one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy. Health, obviously, a big question, but he's healthy right now, so that makes him one of the best pitchers in baseball. Another outing that I'm watching, obviously, as a Tigers fan, but just as a baseball fan, Jackson Jobe versus the White Sox offense. His nasty stuff versus an offense that is the White Sox offense could be really, really fun. I mean, he looked really good in his first outing. Some things that you want to see fixed a little bit. I mean, I think he maybe attacked the middle too much, but again, really, really good in his first outing, in his first start, and now he's facing the White Sox, who, again, not the best offense in baseball, is the nice way to put it. So that could be a lot of fun. Chris Bubich hitting the mound again, looking to keep things going. Zero ERA, eight strikeouts entering today's game, so we'll see if he can keep that up. And that's been an interesting road, too. I remember doing the GIF breakdown of his very first outing all those years ago for Pitcher List. And now look at where we're at. He's been a reliever. He's been hurt. Now he's back as a starter. It's been a very roller coaster type career for him. Kumar Rocker looking to bounce back. Didn't have the greatest first outing. I think ERA sitting at 18 right now. Not looking too much into that number, but looking for a better outing is really where I'm at with Kumar Rocker, especially with Jack Leiter out. You hope they have one of their young, fun arms working. Jack Leiter seemed like he was going to be the guy. Hopefully now that's Kumar Rocker. And finally, Chase Dolander debut. That is what is on tap today in terms of games. Should be some fun ones. Absolutely should be some fun ones. I appreciate you joining me here on the First Pitch Podcast. If you are not a member of PL Pro, please consider joining. Join that Discord. Lots of good conversation going on. If not, just make sure to check out Pitcher List. Lots of good stuff between our pitcher, hitter, and reliever rankings on top of all the great written content that comes out as well. For now, I appreciate you joining me this weekend for the First Pitch Podcast. I will see you guys next weekend. Once again, my name is Trevor Huth. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.